tea.
That is so crazy.
I know.
Men are wild.
Men are so wild. We're going. We're live.
Oh, we're live?
We're live.
Hey.
We're talking about... this is Cheyenne, too, by the way.
I'm back.
She back. We just read my old journals from high school and read... I told you guys about that guy that... lied about his name and everything and like said that he was in high school when he was in college. I wrote about that in my high school journal to my teacher. Like, we had to submit these journals. And
what did your teacher say anything about that?
Did you make
any little notes?
Probably not. What the hell do you say to that? There's something happening to me, so I just decided to message him. No comment. The silence.
I've been like, are you okay?
Okay, now we go on. Oh fuck, I unplugged that. I didn't plug that. Okay, I guess not. Okay.
We live. So he wrote no notes on the...
He said nothing. He was silent. He was gagged.
Dude, yeah.
What do you say to that? Like, that's like...
That is so...
Because I don't remember how old he was. Okay, so I was still in high school, so I think I was... let's see, it was 16 sophomore year or 17. So I was 18. So I guess I was
like... How long had he been out of high school?
I think a couple of years. Like, I think he was probably, like, 20 or something.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I know. Isn't that crazy? That's probably my craziest, like, dating story. Because, like, for Valentine's Day, it was right around that time. It was January and February. And he, like... sent me this picture and, like, said he was on my way, or on his way, and he was, like, got you presents, which, why would you send me a picture of shit you got me, but whatever, and it was, like, this giant blue teddy bear, and, like, all these flowers, and, like, this and this,
that
and
he got for his girlfriend.
Yes, and so whenever I was texting her, and I'm, like, girl, like, I've been dating your man, and, I was, like, still trying to get her to, like, believe me, and I was, like, did he get you this giant blue teddy bear, and did he get you this and this, and she was, like, yeah, how do you know that, and I was, like, girl, because he told me it was for me.
Yes.
I'm pissed. That's mine.
I cannot believe, like, she stayed with him after that. Like,
after texting a high school girl is fucking...
Yeah.
After texting any other girl, but, like, high school?
Yeah.
Craze.
And, yeah, just, like, the fact that he did this with, like, to another woman. Like, he didn't just cheat on you. Like, he traumatized you. Like, ugh. God. Disgusting. I'm trying to think of, like... I did something really bad to a boy.
Ooh.
In sixth grade.
Ooh, confess your sins.
Yes, I was dating this boy, and...
Hold on, I have to cough.
Oh.
Sorry. I don't want anyone to ever hear me cough in my life. Okay, sixth grade, dating this boy.
So, yeah, sixth grade, dating this boy. We met on the bus, and he got me a necklace.
Mm.
He got me a necklace with the letter C on it.
Because it started his name?
No, because he thought my name started with the letter C.
That's great. The letter A. Okay.
But, yeah, he thought my name started with the letter C.
Okay.
So he got me this necklace, and I was like, what is this C for? He's like, Cheyenne. I'm like, that's not how you spell my name. So then we were dating, and there's a school dance.
Ooh.
So I go to the school dance, and there was this other guy there that had this massive... crush on, like,
ooh,
everybody knew it.
He was that big.
He knew it, like, everyone knew that I had this crush on him, and he told someone at the dance that he liked me.
Oh,
and
so
I was like,
gotta go.
My boyfriend that I was dating that just bought me that necklace that day was there, and we were together at the beginning of the dance. I broke up with him.
Oh,
gave him the necklace.
Wow.
And then got with the other
Damn.
Guy at the dance. We
Damn.
Danced together.
Damn.
In front of him.
That's what he gets for spelling your name wrong, I guess. I mean, shit.
Like, stone
Damn.
Motherfucking cold.
Damn, girl.
I did
right
not play.
In front of his face.
Right in front of his face.
Damn. One time in fifth grade, I made this girl break up with my boyfriend for me. While I was, like, standing there, I was, like, me and my friends are, like, watching, and we're, like, okay, go. And she was, like, Brittany's breaking up with you. And he was, like, well, I'm gonna break up with her, too. Because, you know, he had to be, like, macho man.
Yeah.
Bitch, you were obsessed with me.
Literally. Dude, no, I remember me and that boy dated for, like, I don't remember, like, a month or something. Mm-hmm. And then he broke up with me, and I went home, and I started playing that song, Bleeding Love. And you're like... I'm, like, crying. Falling. I'm like, dude, I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, Mom, comfort me.
That's funny. Whenever my middle school boyfriend broke up with me, I was watching The Fosters, and so every time this theme song would play, I was like singing, like bawling my. I can't think of how it goes. How does it go?
I don't know. I never watched that show.
Look it up on your phone. Fosters theme song.
Fosters theme song.
You never watched The Fosters?
No.
Really? Wow. Ancient.
First of all,
I don't think I'm allowed to.
I remember The Fosters being on TV, but I used to watch this show called Kyle XY, and it was on the same time like that The Fosters was on TV. Because I remember like seeing the, I just like remember seeing like the commercials for it. I like never watched it, but I remember watching Kyle XY.
I loved it.
Isn't it about like foster kids?
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Yes.
And lesbian moms.
Ooh, tea.
But it's so good. Like, it's so good. Oh my God. I cried so much. That show was like, yeah, I was really fucking going through it.
Did you watch The Secret Life of American Teenagers?
Yes, girl. Bro. Yes. Me and Jalen used to eat that shit up.
I know. Me and my mom were obsessed. Really?
I used to watch it on my computer because I had a MacBook.
And Ricky, I thought he was so
cute. I thought Ben was a pussy, but I'm like he's cute, but I'm like, God, tough up. He's,
I know.
I was like, he's too, like, innocent for me. Like, I used to be like, I wouldn't want
Ricky, no, I'm bad Ricky. Boy.
Yes.
No, I know, like, I still see this, like, scene on TikTok of, like, when Ricky, like, does a cartwheel, like, in the middle of the hallway.
Ew.
Like, trying to, like, impress this girl. That? You don't remember that?
No.
Oh, my God. Funny. I don't know if he did a cartwheel, but... Oh, yeah, he did.
Oh, my God. Ew. That is not...
Where
would you get an attitude?
He said... Hey, Jana.
Oh, my God, that's funny. One time in... I think in second grade, my friend... We lived in this house, and my neighbor, Jasmine... came and knocked on the door, and she's like, come out, come hang out with us. And I was like, I don't want to, guys, like, I don't want to today. And I was like, I'm cleaning. And I was like helping my mom clean, like probably like wiping a mirror or something. And I like came out, and I like had the towel in my hand, and I'm like, what is this? And she takes me over to not her house, but the girls next door, their backyard. And Haley, her brother, was on the trampoline.
Oh my God.
And oh my God, there was probably like 10 of us out there, because there was two girls that lived there. They were way older, and then their friend was there, and then this neighbor girl, and then me, and then his sister, and yeah, there was a lot of us there. And he sang All Day by Cody Simpson. And you can be my girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
And he was, like, on the trampoline singing to me. And I'm, like, sitting there, like, with my little paper towel in my hand. And I'm like,
I'm
I don't got time for this, you damn kids. And he... oh, sorry. Didn't mean to cough on here. Don't listen to that. And then asked me to be his girlfriend. And I said no. And I came home. I was like, I told you, I did not have time for this. And I came home.
You shut him down, and he sang for you.
But then I think, like, a week later, we were dating, so ain't no thing. But then everyone said that, like, I think Jasmine, one of them had told me that he pooped on the trampoline after I said no, because he was mad.
Oh, my God.
But I don't think he did that, but that was just, like, I thought that was hilarious. And then I was like, just kidding, that was really cute. Like, everybody was jealous when I told them that you sang to me, so, like, I guess you can be my boyfriend.
I guess we are dating, yeah.
No, but I loved him, because, yeah, we dated in sixth grade, and then we talked a little bit after that.
Oh.
So, you know, we had a little bang-bang, but...
Dude, speaking of, like, kids singing on trampolines...
Oh, God.
Like, my mom... During the summer, me and my sister used to go to this, like... girl, like, to her house, like, for her to babysit us.
Okay.
I guess whatever. We go to her house, and she babysit us, and, like, her kids were there, too. And her daughter was, like, such a bitch and would, like, tell us, like, what to do. And she'd be like, well, my mom's in charge of y'all, and she's my mom, so I can tell y'all what to do, too. And she's, like, our age. So she's, like, the mom would, like, put us outside for, like, an hour and, like, wouldn't let us come in, oh my God, to get, like, funny. Outside time. And she made us go and sit on the trampoline and sit down and watch her sing. And she sang that song that's, like, where it's, like, her favorite color is chrome. Have you heard that song? It's, like, a country song.
Okay.
But, yeah, she sang that song and made us all sit down and watch. And oh I hated God. It. And now I hate that song because of her.
Oh, my God. Fuck that bitch.
Yeah.
Wow. I have to pause again. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
This one girl that I grew up with, she used to sing. Like, she would, like, she sang at the Arts and Jazz Fest one time.
Oh, my God.
Like, she would sing. And she sang the national anthem at, like, the football game. I used to sing. Oh, my God. I used to sing. And, like.
Oh, my God. I used to sing.
Dude. No, like, at, like, a festival, the Roanoke Festival, they would have, like, festival. I don't know, like, it was like outside on like the track and like maybe like a fundraiser situation or something, and they had a stage, a full-on stage, and I would come out there and I would be like, everybody make mistakes. I would sing Hannah Montana and Justin Bieber, like,
oh my
I would
God.
Just sing. I was it was awesome. Wow. Yeah, shout out. People asked for my autograph, girl. One time I had to go, and I had these, like, cargo pants, and they had two buttons on them, and I had to pee so bad. I was like, I gotta pee before I go on. I gotta pee. And so me and my cousin, Nina, run to the bathroom, and I'm in the stall, and I'm like, oh my God, I gotta pee. And I'm, like, trying to hurry and unbutton my pants, and I got one of them buttons undone, but I couldn't get the second one. And so I pissed my pants literally in the stall right before my show. So I was like, had to cancel.
You're like, sorry guys, I got pee pants.
I pissed my fucking panties, girl. Oh, I cannot God. Sing right now. Yeah. I gotta go change. Where's my wardrobe?
Wardrobe. Yeah. She pissed her pants, everybody. Mm-hmm. Dang.
Literally because I couldn't get them unbuttoned. Pissed. Mom, why did you let me wear those pants to my concert? Yeah, I'm pissed.
To my concert.
Literally, bro, I thought I was famous. I was, honestly. I feel famous. Like,
you are.
I am still. Everybody like, knows when you. I walk in a crowd, everybody's like, hey. I got pretty many coming out of the crowd.
You're like, ladies.
Yes, ladies. I'm trying to do my work.
Dude, I had a girl at work the other day. She was like, I think I told you about. She saw me at the gym. Did I tell you about that?
I don't think so.
Well, it's like, yeah, she was like, hey, like, do you go to, like, the Planet Fitness? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, she's like, I thought it was you, but, like, I didn't want to, like, come up and say hi and, like, not be you. And I was like, well, girl, like, next time you see me, like, come up and say hi. And she's like, oh, it's, like, you're famous. Like, yes. Oh, I can come and say hi. I'm like, yeah, girl, good. Like, that's I can funny. Disrupt my workout for you.
Yeah, damn, slay, like, famous girl.
That's the same girl that invited me to fucking the stockyards. I was like, ladies,
I'm trying to do my work.
Yeah, so I definitely would not go by myself with them.
Really?
Why not? Like, none of them are, like, 21, I don't think.
Oh!
Like, none of them are. Damn. That's how they go out. That's how they have to go to PRs because it's 18 and up.
Yeah,
and I just, like, feel like I would, like, get in trouble somehow. Like, if they're like, oh, they're all underage and you're the only one that can drink, like.
I think only if you were getting them drinks or something.
Yeah, no. Fuck no, I would not get them drinks.
Really?
No! I would get so scared.
Yeah. Bro, Nat was a real one. She used to give me my drinks. She was so real for that. She didn't give a fuck.
Dude, I don't know.
That is a little scary.
It's just scary. Like, yeah, I don't know.
I did that for these girls at a festival one time. Maybe we shouldn't be confessing this. I did not do that. I didn't. Me, I did not.
Oh, my God. One time we went on vacation, and there's these girls. Like, it was me and my mom, like, or my family. And then these girls were, like, next to us. Like, probably, they're probably, like, high schoolers or something. And the girl comes up to my mom, and she's like, hey, like, we all, like, lied and, like, to... It was, like, one of the girls in the group, like, they had lied to her mom and said that one of the moms was going with them. So they asked my mom to get the picture and pretend to be their mom. And my mom was like, I would never want my daughter to do that to me, so I'm not doing that for y'all. She was like being such a bitch.
That's funny.
I was like,
I don't know. I'm like,
damn, mom.
I mean, what are you going to do about it? You know, I'll be like, I mean, fuck it. Mama can't come on the ship now.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. But then if the mom finds out, she's going, well,
they're
going to have no idea who you are.
Yeah, true.
Not your mama.
Yeah, honestly, like, sorry, girls, I tried.
Right. I'll be like, mom. Mom going crazy. Mama going wild.
But, oh my god, yeah, my mom would have killed me if she found out that, like, I had lied to her about someone's parent going to a trip and
yeah, that would be crazy. What were we just talking about? Lying about going on the trip and shit.
Oh, yeah, the mom. Yeah, no.
Yeah, me and my mom were talking the other day, and, like, our senior trip, we just went to Mexico. Like, it was me, Jalen, Gabby's boyfriend, and then one of his friends. And we just, like, went. Like, all of our parents just were like, okay, like, yeah, like, because my mom's like, you're a senior, like, you're going to be graduated, like, I don't need to control you anymore.
Yeah.
And yeah, she was definitely nervous about it though. Like, they were trying to get me like all these like protective like shit and stuff. But
my mom is still like,
yeah, I know. She was telling me about
still
like
scared about that.
Whenever we were waiting for you to get off work before your birthday, she was like, I was talking about how late you got off whenever you came over here, and I was like, you didn't get to my house till midnight. And she's like, I know, I don't like her driving that late, like, all the way over there. I'm like, girl, she's fine. Like,
dude,
it's an hour.
Dude, like, my mom and my dad, like, they're, because remember whenever we went to,
Tennessee.
Whenever we were in Nashville, my dad was, like, freaking the fuck out. Like,
yeah,
my sister was like, I never seen him act like that. Like, he was so scared for your life. I'm like,
oh my god.
And, like, anywhere I say I want to go, like,
it's scary, but you can't be scared of everything.
That's
like,
why I'm like, how am I going to experience life? How am I going to look at, like, experience the world? Like, I'm like, I want to go to Mexico. She's like, I'm like, y'all have been to Mexico.
Right.
I want to go, like, Europe. She's like,
what?
I'm like, y'all been to Europe.
Damn, yeah.
But my mom, like, she got stranded in Switzerland by herself in the middle of the night.
What?
With no phone.
What?
Yes.
What
that bitch.
Happened?
And she wanted to yell at me. She, like, it was whenever my dad was in Italy working. Like, sorry. He, like, went over to Italy to work for, like, 6 weeks or something like that.
Okay.
So my mom went there for a week to go see him, and she takes a train from Italy to Switzerland.
Ooh.
And, she, like, does a day trip. She comes back. Oh, she got stranded in Italy.
Oh.
But she comes back to Italy. Her phone is dead.
Damn,
nobody
bitch.
Speaks English.
Yeah.
It's the middle of the night.
Oh, my God.
And so she said that luckily the concierge at their hotel, gave her a map and explained to her
how to
get back, like, how to figure out.
Oh, my God.
And that is the only way she got back.
That's crazy.
I was like, if I would have done that, you would have wrung my fucking neck. Like,
yeah. I'm like,
that is so
Mexico
scary.
Mexico was crazy. Like, we... First of all, we went to this little, like, restaurant club called Senor Frogs.
Oh, yeah.
And we went and we're like, we're going to put all of our bills together. Like, fuck it, who cares? Like, let's put it together and we'll just split it because we're going to be here a while. Like, fuck it. And we spent, like, $500. Like, there was five of us, but we, like, in Mexico, like, it was fucking crazy.
Oh, my
God. It was insane. And we were all blackout. And we, like, had to walk all the way back not all the way back to the resort. It was, like, a few blocks over, but...
But still.
Still, like, that was crazy. And then everyone... We, like, literally the resort we stayed at, I don't remember what it was, but, like, perfect. Right if you walk outside, like, 2 blocks to the beach, 2 blocks to this whole, like, shopping. Like, there's so many vendors, everything. And then, like, a mile walk to this whole other little, like, shopping area and vendors and stuff. And then we took a ferry from there to Cozumel. Like... It was fucking perfect, but... Cough break, literally. But we... And, like, all the guys, like, there was so many people on the street being like, oh, cocaine, cocaine, you want cocaine, you want cocaine?
Oh,
and we were like, no, no,
shit.
No. And then one guy was like, cocaine, weed, what do you want? And we were like, weed, you got weed?
Mm-hmm.
And that's crazy. That is fucking crazy of us, but we were like... Yes.
Yeah. And so, like, you're only 18. Like, yeah.
Yeah. And so he's like, okay, follow me. And we follow him and we go into this restaurant and it's like, there's a, like, it's open. People are eating in the restaurant and then they have, like, a back party room. And so we went in there. This guy walks up to the back of the wall, takes a picture frame off the wall, opens the back of it and has, like, weed in there and pulls it out and is, like, giving it to us. And, like, there's people eating back there. Like, people can see everything that's happening.
Oh, my God.
And then gives it to JJ, this guy, and he, like, was looking at it and stuff, whatever. And then pulls the weed out, and then JJ realizes that it's not the right amount. And I was like, don't say anything. It doesn't matter. Like, it's fine. It's fine. And he goes up to the guy, and he's like, this isn't the right amount. And the guy's like, what'd you say to me? And, like, I was fucked. I thought, like, I was terrified. I did not know what the hell was going to happen. Like, this was so sketchy already. And, like, then this. And, like, I was just like, JJ, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. And then the guy ended up giving us the right amount. So, oh, it worked out. But I was like, I don't fucking know him. God. Like, please don't kill me, bitch. Please. I was so scared. And then we smoked. And then,
and y'all got pulled over, right?
Yes. God. And then when we took the ferry to Cozumel, we literally had to take the ferry there and come back that night. Like, and we rented a car. Like, there was just so many, like, factors. Like, I don't know why we were smoking, but we were like, fuck it. Like, we want to get high. And I don't condone this. And and we're driving around the island, and JJ's speeding, and we're like, girl, you gotta slow down. Like, you're going way too fucking fast. And he's like, I don't care, I don't care. Like, we're in Mexico, baby. Like, and we get pulled over.
God.
And it's like the guys were in the front, and one of them literally had weed, like, in his hand, and he kept it in his hand. We were like, throw it out the fucking window, just throw it out the window. Like, nobody gives a fuck, just throw it out the window. And he didn't, and he held it in his hand, and, like, all of us girls in the back were all fucking terrified. And JJ, of course, is fucking arguing with the cop. And we're like, bitch, you gotta shut the fuck up. Like, we, like, no, we're not fucking doing this. And he's like, I'm not doing this. And the cop kept saying, I'm gonna key your car. And, like, he meant take it, and, like, we won't be able to get it. But, hold on, I gotta cough again. And so we were like, Sarah, we're like, please don't key the car. Like, this ain't even our car. Like, this is the rental, and we gotta get back. And he was, like, saying we're gonna go to jail. And I was, like, saying all this fucking stuff, and JJ just arguing. And he's like, or you can give me $200. And so we're like, JJ, fucking pay him. And he was like, I'm not paying that shit. And, like, you're gonna go to jail. You're gonna get the car, like, towed or whatever. And, like, we don't know what's gonna fucking happen.
It's gonna be way more expensive,
like,
than $200.
Right. And he's, like, trying not to pay it. And then he's, like, trying to get all of us to split it. And we're like, no, you are the one speeding. Like, we literally told you not to. Like, if we were all just, like, faster or something, like, that would be different. But, like, we were saying slow the fuck down, you dumb bitch. Yeah. And you weren't. So,
it's no. Your fault.
So, yeah, we made him pay it. And he paid the guy $200, and he left us alone.
That is wild.
Yes, we paid him off. And yeah. And then we were late coming back because, like, we were pulled over forever, and then we had to go back to the car rental place, and, like, there was just so many fucking things, and, like, yeah, we almost missed the ferry back, but we made it.
Y'all would have been stuck there,
we would have
been
stuck there till the next day. Yeah, and, like,
what the fuck would y'all have done?
I don't fucking know, bitch. But yeah, that was crazy. And then what else happened when we were there? We all got sunburned as fuck. We think Jalen got sun poisoning.
Oh, God.
Huh?
Aaron B said that she got sun poisoning too when she went to Mexico. That sun is hot.
That sun is different, bitch. Yeah. And we, like, had put on sunscreen, like, multiple times. Like, yeah, Jalen was really bad. We were all peeling. My stomach peeled. Bitch, my stomach has never peeled in my life.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that Mexico sun ain't no joke.
Dude, yeah, my parents used to go all the time. Like, at least once a year for, like, 3 or 4 years straight.
Really? To Mexico?
Yes.
Hell yeah, that's awesome.
And now she's like, I don't want you to go.
You should go.
I'm down. I need to get my passport.
Give us your fucking passport. Oh, my gosh. I am. I'm pissed.
I know.
Get it. You better get it for my next birthday, because we going out.
Out the country. Yes.
My mom should be able to get hers by then, too.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, I just need to look up, like, what all I need to bring.
Yeah.
To the
courthouse.
Yeah. Maybe I can ask my sister, because she works for...
You can look... Yeah. I mean, or you can look it up.
Or look it up, yeah.
Yeah, that would help. Wow.
Yeah, I want to leave the country so bad. That'd be so fun.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of other random things I've done on a trip that were, like, crazy. Pissing on the side of the road in Puerto Rico was real crazy. I was blackout drunk. It's not on my birthday. Like, blackout. Like, I was so fucked up. And we were in the car and we were trying to go to this one beach. And
we're in the middle of the city.
Yeah. And there was traffic. And I was like, I gotta go. I'm either gonna piss or I'm gonna throw up. Like, one or the other is coming. I got to go. And I was like, I'm really not joking. Like, I gotta go right motherfucking now. So we literally had to pull over, like, on the side of the road. There's people, like, walking past on the sidewalk. And I made my friends get out and block me. And I had to piss. And it was, like, the longest piss ever. Oh, my God. It felt so good. I thought I was gonna die. I was holding it so hard. But I made it. And I pissed on the flow.
And you pissed on the flow.
Pissed on the flow. What'd you want from me?
So, yeah, that trip was so fun.
That was so fun. I want to, yeah, going to the beach again next year for sure. But I want to go to, like, the Dominican Republic or something.
Oh, my God, yes. Or, like Jamaica. Jamaican be crazy. Yeah, Jamaica would be really fun. I think my parents have been, no, my parents went to Costa Rica.
We could do that, too. That
was, yeah, they said that that was really pretty.
I don't care, as long as I'm at the beach.
Yeah. And it's somewhere clear. Tropical.
Yeah.
And it's clear water, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, Texas beaches are
not it.
Not it. Yeah. Not good.
Hell yeah. You know, we go to the mountains. Like, I'm going to take us a little weekend trip to, like, Colorado. Get a little Airbnb with a little hot tub.
Yeah.
Little smoke. But just a weekend, just a short.
Yeah.
I don't want to go too crazy. I don't like the cold that
bad. We could even do like a Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yes! Yes! Hell yeah.
Yeah. Leave like Monday night, be gone Tuesday, Wednesday. Or.
Yeah.
Be gone Tuesday, come back Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be super fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That would be so fun.
I know. I just want to get on a plane. Fly somewhere.
Yeah. Wow. Well, okay. Update on the day. So, I usually start off and I update them about my whole week. So, I'm like, the last time I saw you was last Wednesday when I started feeling sick. Felt good. Thursday, Friday. Saturday, started to feel bad. Got an earache bad Sunday. Monday was fine. Monday I started coughing. And then Tuesday was coughing so bad. And then today, coughing, clearly. And pause while I cough. And it's so fucking disgusting and horrible. But I think it's a sinus infection because, like, my earache, and I haven't felt bad at all. Usually if I'm sick, like, my whole body feels horrible. But I really haven't felt like that. It's mostly just been, like, physical, I guess. Or, I don't know, but now I'm just coughing and it's so fucking disgusting, but whatever. And then, what have I done? I really haven't done anything. Me and Maria went out for drinks for an hour one day. That was fun, of course. And then, I think that's really, yeah, I don't feel like I did that much this week, especially since I've been feeling bad,
yeah,
too.
Being sick, I don't want to ever do anything when I feel bad.
Yeah, and then last night, what did we do last night? Nothing, we just chilled. We talked, Bree hung out with Brianna.
Oh, that's
yeah,
right,
yeah. We talked for a long time, that
yeah,
was
we
fun.
Did, that was fun.
And then, this morning we woke up and we went to breakfast with my mom. And that was so
that
good.
That was so fun.
And then we went... Oh, and then we came here. Oh, and then we played a couple rounds of Uno with Brody and Brianna. And I won everyone. No, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. I won number one star right here. It's me.
She's lying.
No. I'm winner. I am
I think you
winner.
Lost.
I lost all the way. We literally kept going, and every single one of y'all beat me, so...
So, loser... I was the first one out. It was great.
What? Oh, I was talking about my cough. And then... Do you know about throat spray? I'm like, is there a limit on it? Because it feels good. I would just want to, like...
No, I don't think so. I think you can... Okay. Like, it's, yeah, like, you can do overdose it whenever. I think if it only has, like, just stuff to, like, soothe, like...
Well, it, like, numbs it, though.
Yeah, but I don't think that's, like... Whatever. I'm gonna Google it.
Okay.
Can you overdose on throat spray?
God.
It's loading.
Okay. Ew, DayQuil. Look how nasty that looks.
Oh. It says it depends on what type of throat spray
Well, I don't fucking know. The label's off. Well, I hope not. I'll just chill for a minute, maybe. Because it feels good. I think that is, like... Because I'm coughing because it feels like there's something in my throat. Like, I have to cough.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not like I'm getting relief from coughing, you know? It's not like I'm, like... I don't know, actually, I guess.
Like, it's just, like, a tickle in your throat?
Yeah. But isn't that usually, like... Anytime you cough, it's because there's something, like, there's, like, feeling in there, like a scratch, you got an itch.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't know. I mean, figure out what you want, and then we'll pause, order, and then we can go pick it up, and then come back.
Yes!
Yeah. We're gonna get some Mexican food. Okay, what am I talking about? Okay, so I've been coughing, blah, blah, blah. And then this morning we went to breakfast and then we came back and we played some Uno and then we, got our yearbooks out and we went through. And I just want to preface because literally everyone who we told we were going through our yearbooks was like, oh, you're going to go make fun of everyone and talk shit and da 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 da. And like, literally, like, we did not really do that. Like, yeah, we were like, oh, she was a bitch in high school, but, like, that was it. And, like, ooh, like, it's crazy that this was the hottest man ever, but we mostly just talked about ourselves and then showed pictures that we were in and, like, who was our friend, who we played sports with and stuff like that. So, yeah, don't be fucking thinking we're fucking bitches because... I don't feel like we're fucking bitches.
Yeah, no, like, I feel like we really didn't, I mean...
It's not like we're, like, peaking in high school, like, ooh, let's reminisce. Like, we were just, like, no, we never had this conversation. Yeah. Like, we were learning about each other.
Yeah.
It was deep.
Yeah, it wasn't, like... I mean, there was maybe, like, a little few comments here and there. We were, like, I was, like, oh, yeah. Weird.
Or, like, horse girl or horse something, girl.
But... nothing crazy. I mean, yes. It is maybe a little
but... making fun of, but, like, I don't think that's a bad thing. I think it's cool if you're a horse girl. I think I thought it was cool then, too, because one of my friends was horse girl, and I liked horses, so I wasn't full horse girl because my parents wouldn't buy me horse because it was too expensive, but I wanted to be a horse girl, so, like...
You looked up to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was fun. Yeah, because, I mean, we only met each other, like...
A couple years ago.
And
we got, like, to see all of our, like, boyfriends and, like, guys we made out with.
You were a child my senior year of high school.
Yeah, that was really funny. Hey! Brianna's here, too.
Come in! Also, I know what I want.
Oh, okay, Slay. Then we can order that real quick. We'll be right back. Okay, we're live.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, we're talking about going through our yearbooks. And then I told them how we all played Uno.
Oh, yeah, that was so much fun.
Mm-hmm. I told them I won, because y'all all suck.
And I told them that she was a liar.
Yeah.
Wow. Y'all are embarrassing me in front of my fans.
You embarrass yourself.
I'm not bringing y'all out on stage. I'm
just kidding. And this is the bitch that said I lost at Uno when I didn't.
Yeah. Y'all gonna remember this. And then my mom cut Cheyenne's hair.
Yes.
Yes. She looking fresh.
I got a bob. No, it feels good, though.
Hell yeah.
I needed it. She was dead.
Hell yeah.
She was dead.
Kill her again.
Now I'm going to dye it.
What are you going to do?
Probably. Dark. I really want to do the red that I was thinking about. Like, really? That dark red.
Oh, yeah. I like the maroon kind of a little yeah. bit. Yeah. Brianna's got that.
Yes. I love yeah, this one that... girl at my work. Like, she just dyed her hair like that. And I was like, I love your hair.
I miss it.
Dude, I love it. Especially because, like, I just like how you can't really tell it's red until you're, like, in the light sun. Or, like, the sun. Like, and then it shows. Like, I love that so much.
It was definitely one of my favorites. To love. That was right after I would re-dye it. So, like, sometimes it would be darker than others.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's
that
so
was,
cute.
Like, a reddish brown. But,
I'm getting a cough drop.
Let me see.
It's like,
when I first got
it's like a dark brown hair, but it has like a little like red hint to it. Like sometimes you're kind of like, is that brown or red?
Yeah.
For the listener, I'm trying to describe this hair color.
Yes, yeah. So I want to do either that color or just like, you know, dark brown, like regular dark brown.
Yeah. Right now, what would you call your hair? Like middle brown, like medium?
It's like auburn.
Yeah, I would say. Yeah, it's like a light to medium brown.
I took this That's video cute. Mainly of my outfit, but my hair was like red.
Yeah, it's a lot like, yeah.
Ew. Oh my god, cute.
That was when I got my first tattoo. Oh, look!
Okay, okay.
Can I have my bangs? I miss my bangs too. Damn! Oh, yes.
Anyway, and then what else did we do today?
We came back here
and looked at more of my yearbooks. I read like all of them, and then we read my journal.
Yes.
Should I read them the crazy story?
Yes.
I'm like, I told them the story before, but to get it live from my journal, this is good.
Oh.
And then after I read it, we'll go get our food.
This is tea.
Gotta flip through and find this shit because it's juicy and I gotta cough. Hold on. Okay. I always go back and forth when I think about writing about this, but I knew I would at some point. I happen to have a very, very bad luck with relationships. I have tons of stories and add more all the time. Dating is very rare these days because what people do now is get into the talking stage. This is pretty much so people can cheat and say, we aren't even dating. Which is so stupid. So I try not to do all that. Once a year, probably, I do get involved in these scenarios. Last year was my favorite. I met this guy named Brendan on Snapchat. I did not meet him on Snapchat. I met him on Hinge. Sometimes I gotta lie a little bit because I can't tell my teacher all the crazy shit. You know, like, I can't let him know I'm a fucking psychopath, okay? And that was on Tinder. Like, I don't know. That's personal. Whatever. One day, he asked if he could come watch me cheer for basketball. This was last January. I told him he didn't have to because it would be boring and we wouldn't get to even hang out. He insisted on coming, so I told him he could. The first game ended and he still wasn't there, so I checked my phone and I had a text from him from an hour ago saying he was on his way. Therefore, he should have already been there because he only lived an hour away. I texted him asking if he was close before he responded, And before he responded, the second game had started, so I had to go cheer. After the game, he still wasn't there, so I got a little worried because I didn't invite him. He asked to come, so why would he stand me up, right? Anyway, I checked my phone, and he hadn't even texted, so I was worried maybe something happened. After the last game, he still hadn't said anything, so I just went with my friends instead to go eat. When we got there to Whataburger, he called me. Finally, he said he had an allergic reaction and had to go to the hospital. I felt bad because he was on his way to see me. I left and went to the hospital to find him, and he wasn't there. So I drove all the way across town to the other one and asked for him, and they said he wasn't there either. Mm. We left and decided to go back to Whataburger. He didn't respond until 3 a.m., saying he was all right but just had to rest. We rescheduled to hang out the next morning. He showed up to pick me up, came inside, shook my mother's hand, and then got my car door for me and took me out. We went to Chick-fil-A, and he even paid for me. I know. Afterward, he dropped me back off at home and then went back to home. We continued to text, and I'm out of pretty water. Damn it. I gotta cough again. I don't know why it's doing that. whatever. We planned another date to hang out next Thursday. Plans fell through when he said that his grandpa fell and hit his head really hard. Oh. Then, we were scheduled for the next date, and he had to take his sister to the doctor. It got a little sketchy because I was the one that didn't care and didn't want a relationship. So, you would think I would be the one canceling plans and not responding. Damn it. He was the one canceling. He was the one doing all that, though, while still making the plans, driving to me, really pushing for the relationship. I didn't hear from him for a whole weekend, so I just decided it was over. I checked my Instagram one day and saw a random girl pop up with a guy who happened to look just like him. And I had to lie about that, too, because really, I was psycho, and I found his sister's Twitter and then found his ex-girlfriend from the sister's Twitter. So, I just said that this girl popped up. anyway. I found out that she was his girlfriend of 3 years. This wasn't the first time something like this happened. Or wait. Was or wasn't? Oh, this wasn't the first time something like this had happened to me. So I decided to message her. I just said, "Hey girl, my name is Brittany and I think I've been dating your boyfriend for a few weeks." She got mad and called me a liar. I said, "We took pictures together. I can send them to you if you want." She wanted to see it, so I showed her, and she got upset, but she started believing me. We talked for a while, and I found out so many lies that he had been telling me. One being that I told him that I wanted to go to A&M when I graduate, and he told me he wanted me to go to UNT, so that way I would be at the same college that he wants to go to. This man was already in college, about to transfer to A&M with his girlfriend. He told me that he was in high school, so that's a lie, obviously. He also told me that he lived with his grandpa and sister. No, he lived with his girlfriend. He literally met my mother. I knew it was too good to be true. The worst part is, he lied to me about his freaking name. I forgot what it actually is, but it isn't Brendan. So, isn't that insane? It's crazy because I have worse stories than this. I will write more in my next journal. I just don't know why people are like this. If you're in a happy relationship, then be in a happy relationship. If you don't want to be with someone, don't be with them. If you want to date other people, end it with the one you're with. Obviously, you shouldn't be unhappy, but if you don't know what you want, then you need to be alone until you figure out what it is that you want. People from this generation have no standards, and people are pleased when someone doesn't do wrong. People brag that their boyfriend doesn't cheat on them. And that's the tea.
That is the motherfucking tea.
Mic drop. And my teacher wrote nothing back. He usually wrote replies to, like, all my little shit. Like, he would write little things. He was gagged. He had nothing to say.
Dude.
Mm-hmm. Freaking crazy. But. Yeah. Crazy. Yeah. I know. But we're gonna go get our food.
Yes.
So we'll be right back. We'll be back in 5.
We'll be back after this.
We back. We just went and got our food. Can you hear me, motherfucker? I don't know. I feel like you can't really hear me that good. Okay. We got, yeah, Mexican food. So I got chicken enchiladas. Cheyenne got chicken flautas. And we got some strawberry margs, and duh.
I thought they would give us chips and salsa.
We have to order that, but we usually do, but we haven't been because Chris has been making the salsa. I should have grabbed chips when I was in there. Ew, it was full of syrup.
I know.
My strawberry margarita and not no mix. The syrup is all at the bottom. I was wondering, I was like, why does it look like that color? Damn it. God, I'm making a fucking mess.
No, we should have got a shaker.
Yeah, for real.
Shake it.
I don't know how to mix this efficiently. Maybe just like that.
Yeah. Okay. But it was a chill day.
Summery chill day. I don't know. I'm like, okay, what were we talking about right before we left? I was talking about that guy. I told that story. We looked at the yearbooks.
Oh, yeah. We read the story. I forgot about that.
And, yeah. That was that. after that, we came home, kept looking at more of my yearbooks, read my journal, and then here we are. Here we are. It was a good day. It's been a week and a half since we've seen each other, so.
Well, this is the first time we've hung out.
Yeah.
Since I moved back that we didn't have, like,
I think this is the first time that we've ever gone a week and a half. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, and yeah.
I think this is the first time we've ever been a week and a half apart, like, ever. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we made it. We FaceTimed a little bit, so, like, it kind of helped balance it out.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, because we've been on the go every single week doing some shit, so it was nice to not have plans and just chill, hang out,
and, like,
talk.
Learn more about each other, like.
Yeah, connect. We've been connected as fuck.
Connected? Yeah, we literally wore the same outfit today.
Yeah, she was in the bathroom, and I was getting ready this morning, and I put on this, like, bright yellow tank top and these black shorts, and, like, literally I've never worn this outfit in my life. I usually don't like wearing black and yellow together, and I did, and then she comes back, and she's like, bitch, look at the outfit I brought to wear. And it's literally the exact same shade of yellow top and black shorts. Like, of course we brought the same fucking thing to wear. Mm-hmm. And so we matched today, and it was cute. Matchy match.
Literally.
And then we're going to be either Cosmo and Wanda, probably Cosmo and Wanda, right?
Mm-hmm.
For Halloween. It was either Cosmo and Wanda or Ariana Grande and Cynthia something from Wicked.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm a princess and Cheyenne's a witch, obviously, you know. But, or we were going to do Velma and Luis because we watched
Velma
Scooby-Doo recently. Oh, yeah.
Damn
it. Ah, fuck. I said that last time because it's Velma and Luis and Velma and Daphne. Fuck. Well, Velma. Yeah, we were going to do that because we watched the live-action Scooby-Doo. We had to buy it twice because we bought it at my house and we fell asleep. And, like, it lasted for 48 hours. And we were literally going to watch it probably at, like, 50 hours. So as soon as it had expired. So we had to buy it again. Rent it again.
Worth it.
Worth it, yeah. Yeah, it was good. And then, were you talking about watching something? What were you going to watch? Was there something?
I don't know.
I don't know either. We'll find something. We'll probably watch something after this.
Yeah, we can. But no, we have to go right to bed.
Bedtime. Ew, I don't want to work tomorrow. What?
Did you see what time?
Yeah, as far as it, I mean, I haven't had my phone in a few hours, but it was still 11:15, so we'll wake up at, like,
like, 8?
Yeah. Try to, like, get there at, like, 9. Well, I'll probably be, that's probably, like, 20 minutes away from my work. So, I'll have to leave probably there at, like, 10. So, yeah, let's try to at least get there no later than 9.
Yeah. I'll tell Aaron.
Okay. Aw, and then you guys are going to hang out. I'm going to have freaking FOMO. I'm like, y'all have to come spend the day at work with me.
Yeah, literally.
Dude, my friend, my coworker, Emma, she did that to her boyfriend. He was off, and she had a 5-hour gap in her day, so she made him come sit in her car, and he just sat in her car in the parking lot for, like, an hour, and then he came in, and she threaded his eyebrows or something, and then they hung out for her 5-hour gap, and then he sat in the car for the rest of her clients. And walk out, I'm like, is your man in your car? She's like, yes, I made him come to work with me. I'm like, bitch. She's like, he has food and water. I'm like, what is he, a fucking dog?
Food and
did
water.
You crack the window?
Yeah.
But it was so fucking funny.
Dude, hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if he was willing to do that, hell yeah. But
I mean, I would go, like, walk around.
Yeah, but like, he was literally just sitting in the car. And they were FaceTiming.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's
like,
funny.
Hey, I miss you.
They FaceTime, like, I swear they FaceTime 24/7. She's always on the phone. That's funny.
Do they live together?
Pretty much. She's funny. Her man. But yeah, and then Friday we're going to that, like, nighttime farmer's market
thing. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, shit. Yeah, we're gonna go to breakfast in the morning and then gotta go to work. Cheyenne and Aaron are gonna hang out without me.
We're gonna have so much fun.
Shut up. No, you're not.
No, I'm just kidding. I wanna go to that antique mall.
Oh, fuck. I'm sorry.
Well, they were like about to close.
Oh.
Like whenever we were done. I think they closed at like 5 or 6. I don't remember which one. And I don't think
we should have went there first.
But it's fine because I was like just thinking, I was like, I can just go tomorrow. Like, yeah, maybe Aaron will wanna come with me. I'm gonna take some of the F.
Girl, get them. Ugh, those are hard to get off. I cannot get it, so you're on your own. I know, it's really hard. Oh, damn, okay.
Mm-hmm, it's really hard.
She's strong. It's not like... She's pouring out the salsa, Chris made salsa.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm. Damn, so... I mean, yeah, that's that. Oh, and I found out that I go down to 4 days the first week of October. So I was literally so fucking soon. I'm so excited, bitch. Life is worth the living. I've been feeling good. I'm so excited. I'm like, it really, like, big weight lifted off my shoulders. I feel good about it. So, I'm so excited. And then... Yeah. We're going to carve pumpkins together, and we're going to go to a haunted house and do all this shit. And we're going to the truck yard. Oh. What weekend is the wedding? The 20th?
27th.
Oh. What are you doing on the 20th? Is that the twilight? That's October. Yeah, it's October 10th.
That's October 10th, yeah.
September 20th?
No.
Slay!
Why?
Because my coworkers were having our little event, and we're going, we can go drink.
The one in a...
Yeah.
I
know.
Why are you just my cousin?
Well, I don't know about that, because my coworkers. So it's like a work thing, and I don't even know. We're not really supposed to, like, bring other people, so I can't bring that many other people.
Oh, yeah.
But Alexis was saying she's going to bring Jack, and I'm like, well, if you're going to bring Jack, I'm going to bring Cheyenne. So, yeah. But we need to go with Kai and Alyssa, for sure. But, yeah, I don't think this time. Boo.
Yeah.
But
I can be like,
y'all can all go, and I'll be like, what are you guys doing here? Oh, no, because I would want to ditch my coworkers, and I couldn't.
No, yeah.
Boo. But, yeah. Yeah, we can do that, and then I think we're going to go out after. Yeah.
That's a Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bet.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully you don't work that night or that morning. That Sunday morning. But we'll
I can just take off. I'll just take off that night. Shit.
Okay.
I go work that morning.
Yeah.
And then, like, I don't know. Even then, like, I don't go until 11.
Oh, yeah.
If I do work on Sunday mornings. Okay. Like,
that's not bad. Okay, hell yeah. And then, yeah, we want to carve pumpkins and do, like, other little shit. Go to a haunted house. I'm scared, but... Everybody's pretty scared. I know. Everyone was like, we should go to haunted house. And I'm like, I'm scared. And everyone's like, I'm scared too. And then it's like, if we're all scared, like, it'll be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Like, we'll all protect each other. But, yay, spooky season.
I know.
It's getting fall. And also, okay, this is tea. So, Becky, my mother, like, hates Halloween. As far as I know, I would say she hates it probably more than anything else. Maybe as much as she hates snakes, and that's it. And it's, like, religious perspectives, but also my brother's birthday is on Halloween. And so she's like, it's not Halloween, it's Brady's birthday. And I thought this was, like, a religious thing, like, passed on from her mom and shit. Like, I thought this had been a thing. Was not a thing until she had kids. Literally, like, it was, like, right before she had kids, like, she started looking into it. And then, like, did her research and, like, found out, like, why from, like, a religious perspective that it's bad. And, yeah, then she was just like, fuck no, I don't fuck with Halloween. But I'm like, girl, she used to go up and trick-or-treat. Like, she used to dress up as a kid. And I'm like, what the fuck? I didn't get none of that.
For real. And,
I mean, she would let me go if I was with my friends. She was just like, I'm not taking you. Like, I'm not doing this shit. So, like, fair enough. I mean, it's not like she was, like, super...
Little tiny baby, and she could dress you up. Like, hell no. My god.
No, the first time I ever dressed up for Halloween was I was a bumblebee, and it was my friend's costume that I borrowed. And I was probably, I don't know how old I was. But, I know, never got to do none of that. But dude, I'm like, me and Faith whatever. Go
all out.
Really?
Yeah, like one Halloween, she was a bubblegum machine.
She was a what? Bubblegum machine? Bubblegum
machine. Because she was like, oh, fuck. Took a big trash bag.
Oh my god.
And then filled it up with balloons and like wore it as a top and then like red pants. So cute.
Mm-hmm.
I was a bubble bath.
What?
So I dressed up like I had a cardboard box. And I, like, taped a bunch of, like, white balloons, like, small white balloons to look like bubbles. Mm-hmm, and I wore, like, a shower cap.
Mm.
I won best costume in junior
high. That's really cute.
Yeah, we were going all out. Faith now, like, every year she does, like, some sort of, like, pun.
Oh, okay.
Like, she'll be, like, holy cow, or, like, one year she was a ceiling fan.
That's funny.
She wrote, like, go ceiling. Like, on her shirt.
Oh, because like she's, like, a fan. Like a fan. Oh, my God, that's funny.
Yeah, she was still a fan. Deviled egg.
Oh, yeah, that's funny.
She dresses up in, like, little puns.
That's cute.
Mm-hmm.
I've dressed up, let's see. Last year, we were M&M's.
Mm.
And then the year before that, we were Kiss. That was, like, probably one of my favorite costumes ever. That was so good.
Dude, we looked so bad.
We, like, did our makeup cute and stuff. Yeah. And dressed it super sexy in black and fishnets, like, it was cute. And glitter.
Oh, yeah, I was so sexy in my face paint.
My
face paint was crazy.
Yeah. Madison got the cute one, right, with the star on the side of the eye.
Of course.
Yeah. And then Jalen was crying. Jalen was really sad. She was doing hers, and she was not feeling good about it. So we were like, just do, like, I think me and her ended up having
that day.
She was not fucking with it. And so I think me and her had matching.
Because she was, like, the cat. Like, the guy that has, like, he had three lines right here. It looked like a cat.
I don't think so. I thought it was the dark, like, really dark eyes. Because she was, like, doing it. And she was like, I hate this. I feel so ugly. So she switched it. Mine was cute. I had, like, the big, like,
it was
black and then, like, silver outlining. Let me see. Oh, yeah, the green and the black, y'all, nice. Mm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, me and you.
Yes, cuties, besties. That outfit was so cute. And then the year before that.
Did we hang out the year before that?
Yeah, because didn't Brayden and them have a party?
I gotta look it up. What year would that have been?
That was
2022. Yeah, because.
I don't think so. I think that was that year I went with Cassidy, and I was Cupid.
Because, I mean, I don't really think we were even
friends at that
That's
point.
When me and Jalen were still at the apartment.
I figure me and Jalen usually hang out on Halloween.
We went to, I don't think you were with us, we went to Madison's boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, no.
Her boyfriend at the time, his house.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, we went to his house for Halloween. I was a black cat.
Yeah, I think that was the year that I went with Cassidy, because I was Cupid. Cute.
Like,
that is cute.
Yeah, that's when I was with Larson. That's when me and Jalen dressed up like hot dogs at work.
Love. I won the hot dog costume. Oh, no, that was whenever I was living with that girl. That one girl.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
I was Captain Underpants. That was my favorite costume ever.
And Jalen was too, right?
No.
I thought, not at that party. But didn't she, like, dress up like Captain Underpants? And then y'all were like, oh, that's so funny because. Like, we both dress up like Captain Underpants. Or am I stupid?
I don't think so.
I feel like that happened. I don't know.
I don't think that happened.
Maybe not. Did Jalen go to your Halloween party that year?
Because
it wasn't on Halloween, was it?
Yeah.
It was?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah. But yeah, I was Captain Underpants, and I loved my outfit. It was so cute. Yeah, Jalen didn't go because I left and went to another party with my friends. Because it was, like, our Halloween party, but it wasn't really mine. Like, she didn't tell me that she had planned a day and everything. And then, like, kind of, like, the week before, she was like, oh, we're having a Halloween party, by the way. Like, kind of fake for that, honestly.
Yeah.
Wow, bitch. But I'm just kidding. But... whatever.
What about the year before that?
The year before that? I think that was the year I was Cupid. But it was, like, last minute. It was not cute. I wore jean shorts and this, like, red corset. And then, like, the red heart sunglasses. And I think I did, like, my makeup red. Yeah, that was crazy. And then in high school, we were, oh my god, that was a, I think that was a night I got drugged. If I've been drugged, it was that night. Mm-hmm. And I was a cop, and Jalen and Giselle were my prisoners. It was cute.
Oh my god.
And then, yeah, that was the most fucked up I've ever been in my entire life. I was throwing up everywhere. It was bad. Like, there's pictures of me, and, like, I look fucked up. Like, it was bad, bad. And then, I think, I was a Ninja Turtle 1 year, and then I was Boo from
Monsters, Inc.
Mm-hmm. That was a long time ago. I don't even think I was in high school. I think I was middle school. I don't know.
Yeah.
What about you? What all have you dressed up as?
Yeah, the year before Kiss, I was a black cat.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what was the year before that? 2020?
COVID.
I'm like, I gotta look at fucking... Or 2021. Pictures. 2021, I was a witch.
Oh.
And I was supposed to be going to EDC that year.
Mm.
But I was on probation, and I got scared. Because you're not supposed to leave the state.
Oh, yeah, you can't
stop them. Yeah, I just got, like, anxiety about it, and so I ended up selling my ticket. But I was, like, off the whole weekend. So I went to Fry, just like a witch. And then COVID Halloween, I was a little alien girl.
Too, I was an alien one time. Too.
We went to It'll Do, me and Cammie did.
Stop saying names.
Fuck, sorry.
God. I guess that's okay. It's bad. In Dallas, but we're telling them where we go. We don't go there. We've literally been there once. I've been there once.
And the year before that, I went to something wicked, or Freaky Deaky. And I didn't really dress up.
Do they still
up.
Have that?
Freaky Deaky?
Mm-hmm.
No, they changed it into, it's called, like, Wicked Oaks now, and it's, like, I don't know. It's not Freaky Deaky anymore, it's called Wicked Oaks. Yeah. There was, like, I went to Freaky Deaky. Oh, I was the guy from, this movie called, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. It has, like, Johnny Depp in it. It's just about them, like, going to Vegas and doing a bunch of drugs. So I dressed up like him.
Wow.
For Halloween, because we were at the music festival.
Okay.
And then I think I went to Freaky Deaky. Yeah, I did. And I was this, like, race car driver. Me, Holly, and Kaylee.
Yeah, cute.
Look how skinny I was. I know. Like,
cracked out.
And then I was, like, a little devil girl.
Oh.
And, I think I went 2017. I did not go to Freaky Deaky that year. I don't even think I dressed up that year.
Wow, yeah. Cheyenne was graduating high school in 2015, and I was
like, I'm still not
grade,
back
I
to
think.
My high school, like, costumes.
Yeah.
2016, I was a unicorn.
Cute.
We went to, that was my first year. That was when it was called Something Wicked. And that was my first year going. And I, like, made this, like, little tutu.
Okay.
And I made, like, myself, like, a horn and had this, like, cute little bodysuit with it. Yeah, it was super cute. And then, high school, I didn't really dress up in high school. I think, like, my sophomore year, I dressed up like an old lady.
Oh, yeah.
And my friend, like, dressed up like an old man and had this, like, old man face
mask.
Oh,
my God, that's funny.
So that was, like, my sophomore year. And then after that, I didn't dress up because... I mean, we didn't really do anything, like, I didn't really have anywhere to, like...
Wear your costume.
Wear my costume,
Wow.
I know, crazy.
And then we're gonna be Cosmo and Wanda.
I know, it's gonna be so good. I think I get to dress up...
At work?
Yeah.
Fine.
I think I get to dress up at work.
Okay. Well, slay. So, Cosmo and Wanda, and... Yeah.
And yeah, that's I don't know what we're gonna do. We gotta find something.
I feel like just all being all green, because you'll get it.
Well, I mean, like, as, like...
Oh, what were your plans?
What we're planning.
I know Jalen was talking about having a party. I wish she does that.
Was she?
like months ago when we were all talking about it, because we were like, oh, now we can have parties at the house.
Yeah, that's true. I should ask her. Oh my god, hopefully. Let's have a party at my house.
Yes.
I'm like, mom, dad.
Yes, party.
They used to kick ass parties. Like,
bro, they should. We could get. Should convince them too.
Dude, Lynette. Hell no. My dad would freaking.
Boo, boo, boo.
I know. He's no fun anymore. He used to be so fun.
Damn, we could. I mean, worst case, we could just go out, but.
Yeah.
It would be fun. I love house parties, especially for Halloween. Like,
I know.
Yeah. I'm like, mom, I really want to throw Brody a birthday party, please.
Yeah, or you could ask, like, one of your coworkers. Someone volunteer.
I'm trying to think. I'm like, Cassidy wouldn't, because there's kids at her house. Or she wouldn't. Yeah. Alexis lives in an apartment. Andrea's a mom. Maria has an apartment. Kaylin has an apartment. Giselle, Emma, me, Lavelle.
What day is Halloween even on?
I tell my boss. I'm like, come on, girl. I know you want to throw a party.
It's on a Friday. Oh.
Today. What?
I just, like, do bad one on Saturday.
Yeah.
Maybe on Saturday next year.
Yeah. Wow, yay, and spooky season, and we can go do fun fall.
Spooky stuff. Yes. Yeah, I can't wait to see, like,
the decoration.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, on the square and stuff, it's going to be so cute.
Yeah. Yay. Well, we can be done. It's over an hour. They're sick of listening to you. They said they hate you already.
Well, thank you guys for listening to me. I know you all love me so much.
Mm.
Until next time.
Ooh, outro.
Outro.
Wow. Well, yeah, that was fun. I feel like that was good. I feel like we really were just moving and grooving. That was good. Okay, well, slay. Well, I love you guys. And I'll see you next week. Next week's episode. Live, love, love.